We're having a Christmas party, international style, today on Travel with Rick Steves. Hi, I'm Rick Steves, and I've invited some of my friends from around the globe to join us to tell us how they celebrate the holidays where they live. And while the main characters of the holiday are pretty much the same the world over, you might be surprised who's in the extended family of baby Jesus in some countries. Thanks for being part of our extended family for an international Christmas celebration on Travel with Rick Steves. Martin Delandowitz, a friend and fellow tour guide from Northern Wales, has joined us to talk about the holiday season in that corner of Britain. Martin, when you think about Christmas time in Wales, is this a small town, conservative, you know,
yes,
homey? Is there, are the churches full during Christmas time?
Yes, if at any time of year. You see, Wales always has been and still is, in terms of Britain, when we talk about England, Scotland and Wales comprising Britain. Wales is still the most religious part of Britain. The greatest percentage of the population still attend places of worship.
What is unique about a family Christmas celebration in Wales? How would that be different from in England, for instance?
Well, the first thing, I come from Gwynedd, I come from the west of Wales and northwest of Wales. The first thing to say is that Welsh is the language. Therefore, if you go to a midnight service, or if you were to go to any other service, the service is almost certainly, unless specifically otherwise, it's in Welsh. And so the hymns, the carols that are sung there are in Welsh. And that is a real difference.
Sing me a classic Christmas carol where I'd recognize the melody, but in Welsh, okay?
Right. Now, it's strictly not a carol, but it's internationally known, you know.
Let's hear a little bit of it in Welsh.
Oer yw'r gwrs yn methu caru, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hefyn oedd oedd anwyl Cymru, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Iddo efa caer cynhesaf, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Gwylia llawen flwyddyn nesaf, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Whoa, I should have known a Welshman will sing at the smallest opportunity. Hey, that's wonderful. Now, was that literally Deck the Halls?
No, you see, this is it. It's not specifically...
Okay.
A Christmas carol. It's winter. The first two lines, Oer yw'r gwrs yn methu caru, hen ddynyddoedd anwyl Cymru. Cold is the man who cannot love the hills of Wales.
Okay. So this is a holiday appreciation in the winter of Wales. But give me a Christmas carol, actually. Just a few lines in Welsh, if you can. Just...
Ar gyfer heddiw boren, faban bach, faban bach. Y ganwyd greiddyn jesyn, faban bach. Y cadarn ddaeth o bosra, ddeddfwr gynt ar seinar. Y iawn gaid yn galfarian, faban bach, faban bach. Yn signo bron marai a faban bach.
And what did we just hear?
It's an old song which is sung usually at a service called Plugain, which is peculiarly Welsh. And it's Ar gyfer heddiw bore. Because today is the morning on which the root of Jesse was born, you get these people coming from Bosra, from China. And by his birth on that morning, Christ was tied to his fate on Calvary, and the bit that I like best.
Foreshadowing Calvary on Christmas.
Yes. In his birth, he was tied to death while feeding on the breast of Mary, which I think is a lovely touch.
Yeah.
And
so you've got I can just picture a small town in Wales where everybody's sort of spilled into the church.
Mm. And it is. See, Plugain is a funny service. It's held somewhere between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning on Christmas morning.
Really?
And it's a leftover from pre-Reformation times. You know, Henry VIII reforming the church in the 1500s. Well, it's neither midnight mass, nor is it morning service with communion. It's fitted in between.
In between, so people lose a night's sleep.
That's right.
Because anybody who goes to that service is going to go to the midnight mass.
Absolutely.
And the Christmas morning.
Well, they might do, or they may just do Plugain. And what people do is they hang around in different parts of Wales. They have different things they do. They might just play around in the streets, or they might join and make taffy as they do here in America, the special toffee. But the thing about the Plugain is it's sung then, and it's not organized. It may be a very short service, but you'll get up to 18, 20 different parties of people singing a carol. You can't sing a carol that's already been sung. So you must have a repertoire of at least 20.
Wow.
And threes and fours will come together and sing beautifully, all by candlelight.
So this choral tradition in Wales is for real?
It is for real. It's very, very strong. It's difficult to explain to people who haven't been there, and it's almost an advertiser. There are kitsch versions of it, like you know, the romanticization of it, but it's very, very...
It's in the soul. It's in the spirit.
It's serious, yes.
Yeah. And, I mean, I can tell with you, people in Wales break out into song and they break out into poetry.
Yes, they do.
Ireland has a little Wren Day after Christmas. Yeah. Does Wales have something similar?
Yeah, we have Hunting the Wren.
What is that?
On the 12th night.
12th night is January 6th then, right?
Yeah, unless you're using the Julian calendar, in which case it's the 14th or something.
Well, whatever, but Italy has the same thing.
That's right. What form it took in Wales is people would take a live wren. Now, of course, you wouldn't
get
away with
it. First of all, the 12 days of Christmas, this is the 12th day after when the wise men finally brought the gifts to the Christ child.
Yes, as I understand
it. Okay, now, so when that happens in Wales, we have the hunting of the what now?
Hunting of the wren.
And tell me how that plays out.
What it was, nowadays they'd use a false one, but you used a real wren, and you'd take it round in a box, a caged box, and people would pay to see it, and they'd look at it. And, you know, the way I look at it is this. When you're going round in Wales in winter, it can be a bit bleak and a bit dismal, but the bird you always see is the wren.
So they bring the wren in the box to people who are sort of dreary and shut down by winter, and it brings a little bit of promise of life to them, and they pay some money to take a look at it and brighten their day?
Well, this is it. Winter's sleeping.
Is it like a charity thing these days? Everybody kicks in some money?
Yes, yes.
Because I believe in Ireland it's a charity for some good cause.
Yeah, the money in the past would go to the party that did it, but now, of course, there'd be songs accompanying it, but now the money goes to charity, yeah.
I love the way that every culture celebrates the holidays a different way, and every culture has its own way to wish someone a happy Christmas and a beautiful new year. Wish me in Welsh a happy holiday.
Nadolig llawen a flwyddyn newydd dda.
And specifically, what was that?
That was Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Martin Dylanowicz coming to us from Northern Wales with a little insight into a Welsh holiday season. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you. A twrci e doli llaw yn Cymru Dyna sterio ni eisiau San y siocled o ie Fanjorin yn yr hos Ond siwm cont meddwl am y cyfan Doli llaw yn Cymru Hwn i weilod fyny
Zora O'Neill writes the Moon Handbook to New Mexico, and New Mexico has a distinct way of celebrating the holidays. And Zora, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Zora, you grew up in New Mexico, and you're working now as the expert on New Mexico for Moon Guidebooks. What is unique about New Mexican Christmas celebrations?
Honestly, it feels a little pagan. There's tons of fire, which is fascinating. Probably the image that people know best is all the luminarias, which are the little paper bags. They're filled with sand to weight them down with a candle inside, and they give off this beautiful golden glow, and people use them to line streets and put along the edges of the roofs on their houses and things like that. So the whole cityscape in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Taos gets dotted with these luminarias. But it's a beautiful, beautiful scene. And then in Santa Fe, on Christmas Eve, in part of the city, they light bonfires all along the street. And people sort of walk from bonfire to bonfire, and all the galleries are open. It's a very sort of special Santa Fe vibe. I remember being up there once, and the kind of carols that people were singing were, for instance, "You Can't Always Get What You Want."
Yeah.
Not the most traditional selections.
Well, speaking of a special vibe, I think that's unique about New Mexico because you got this hippie culture overlaid with the Indian culture, overlaid with the Spanish colonial culture, and it shows itself in different times of year.
Yeah, it's great. And Christmas is when sort of everybody comes out in the street and does their thing together. At the Pueblos, pretty much every Pueblo has a dance on Christmas Eve. And this is one of the most amazing times to go visit a Pueblo if you have a chance. It's late at night. I remember when I was a child, I didn't appreciate this at all because it was freezing cold and had to stay up really late and I was tired and walk a long way. And you're standing there like under the stars, blinking in the freezing cold air, and you hear the drums beating from miles and miles away.
So you have that almost pagan feeling culture with the drums and the fires. But on the cover of your book, you've got Christian crosses with Indian art on them. So there is that colonial Christian Mexican sort of style of Christianity also in the Indian communities. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's very, very syncretic. I remember being at a dance a few years ago, and they did Christmas Mass. And then sort of in the middle of the Mass, while the priest was talking, some of the dancers, sort of the clown figure dancers, worked their way up to the altar and sort of hustled the priest off away from the front of the church. And then the dances began. So there's this almost, there's a very conscious blending there. It's very smart and it's fun to be a part of.
That's all over the world. It's fun to see how previous indigenous aspects of the culture would be incorporated into people's Christian rituals. And that would happen even at an Indian mass in New Mexico at Christmas time then.
Mm-hmm. And the Spanish villages, a lot of the old Spanish villages also have their own dances. One of them is the Matachinas. The fiddle music that is played at those dances is, I have some recordings of it, and occasionally when I'm feeling homesick, I listen. It's some of the most beautiful music you'll hear. There are just so many opportunities, especially around Christmas, to stumble across amazing things in the dark with the fire.
I'm speaking with Zora O'Neill, who writes the Moon Handbook to New Mexico. And Zora, you grew up in New Mexico. When you think back to your childhood, what sort of edible memories do you have of Christmas?
I have one very specific memory. One time we were at the Taos Pueblo at the governor's house, which sounds fancy, but it's not. It's just one of the little houses in the center of the Pueblo, one of the old mud brick houses. And there was this huge spread, and it was sort of an open house. We could all sort of run in and out, and I was maybe like six. And I remember being totally transfixed with this bowl of little spiced gumdrops because I, as a child of hippies, did not get sugar. So it's funny, like Christmas in New Mexico, spicy gumdrops. But I think other people have some broader associations. There are tamales. People go crazy making tamales around Christmas because it's a very festive thing when you make them. You get all your friends together. You make a huge batch of them, and then you have a party, and you give some of them away. So tamales are especially delicious around then.
And any time of year, if you want to mix your chili peppers, what can you say if you want green and red?
You say, I'd like Christmas to your server at the restaurant. It's very handy. So, you know, even if you're missing Christmas, you can still have a little bit of it on your plate all year round in New Mexico.
And even if you're a red chili person most of the year at Christmas, you can say, I'd like it.
Exactly.
Christmassy, red and green. Zora O'Neill, thanks so much for giving us an insight into New Mexico, and best wishes with your work as the author of The Moon Guide to New Mexico.
Thank you so much. And Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Ah.
More on Christmas traditions in Europe are just ahead on Travel with Rick Steves.